Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard. He is Trevor Sikkema. We are the Locked On NFL Draft co-hosts, and we are talking NFL Combine, Trevor. And we were talking about it yesterday, we're talking about it today, and we're talking about it all throughout the week because it is, what, 8 days away?
Wow, you're right.
You will be flying this time. Well, this time next week, will you be flying? You'll be in the air?
I will at least be in transit to the journey, yes.
Okay. So you will be beginning your path to the Combine. I won't arrive until Thursday. Thursday around 10 a.m. or so.
Slack it, man. Yes. I'm gonna get all the good coaches and GM interviews while you and Kyle back at home in
That's
your
the
warm
idea.
Bed.
Yeah.
You know, just lazing around, getting all
us.
The quotes from me, misquoting me, ripping my stuff.
Yes. Now you're starting to understand exactly what it is we do.
It's a beautiful business, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, it's great. We are looking today at what quarterback, running back, or quarterback, wide receiver, and tight end?
Tight end, yeah. All three.
Oh, okay. We got to kick this puppy off then because we got a lot to cover today. Get ready. This is the sound. That's me rubbing my hands together. Can you tell that?
No, we can hear, dude. We can hear. Okay. Right, nobody thought you were making a campfire over
okay.
there.
Okay. It was a little bit of both, but we'll roll with the rubbing hands. Here we go. Quarterbacks. 40-yard dash winner at quarterback.
Okay. This is tricky.
This is tricky. Hear
because,
me out on
you know,
this. I think Austin Allen has a shot.
This is tricky because we have to pick Lamar, but then we can't pick Lamar for any of the other athletic things. So
that is actually a good point that you
Lamar Jackson.
Let's see. Wait a minute.
Danny Etling's sitting right there, man.
But Quentin Flowers is sitting right there.
Hey, low key Quentin Flowers.
No, Lamar's faster than Quentin Flowers. We're both going Lamar. Let's just be real.
Yeah. Lamar's week's going to get interesting, obviously, just like from how well he's going to test athletically and then to the on the field judgment, it's going to be
right.
odd.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be great for us to be able to see them all throw back to back to back against, because it sounds like everybody's participating. So that
I can't wait
huge.
For Lamar to show up at 6'2".
Oh my gosh. Well, who is
he 6'2"? Is he 6'2"?
Yeah, I think he's 6'2" for sure.
I think he's 6'2" as well.
Yeah. I was worried about coming into the year. I was like, because NFL draft scout had him at like 6 foot something, but they adjusted, I think. And so I was like, and he was like 200 pounds on the dot. But then they said he's up to 212 this year. And he looked thicker to me. And as I watched him more this year, the dude just never takes hits square. You know, I mean, I don't know.
He's smart. Yeah. He's real smart.
He's shifty. Yep. Vertical jumpers. Who do we got in the vertical jumping capacity of the combine? There's some of these guys that I've never even, man, I don't even know.
I mean, I guess I'll.
Mason Rudolph. No, I'm going with Josh Allen.
No way.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
You're going with Josh Allen.
By the way, we're sharing this spreadsheet with the Draft Dudes podcast, Cal Krabs, Joe Marino. Check them out if you don't already. But so they have their guesses in here, and Joe picked Chase Litton to have the best vertical jump. So maybe he knows something we don't. He picked Josh Rosen to have the worst.
Oh, I'm not looking at the spreadsheet until I do all my picks because okay. I don't want to take them.
We didn't do worst 40, but go ahead and do the vertical jump first.
Yeah, we got to do worst 40. I guess I'll go with Baker Mayfield for the vert.
Okay, a little Baker Mayfield action.
I'm trying to save Quentin because it's the game now.
I know. I don't know what Quentin's. Yeah, it is a game. It's their strategy to it.
Broad jump. Give me Quentin.
Oh, broad jump is where you're taking Quentin?
No.
That's too late.
Are we doing the short shuttle? Are we doing the short shuttle and the three cone?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Quarter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then for broad, give me Josh Allen.
Okay. All right. Broad, we're going to go back to worst 40. Broad, I'm taking... Oh, Danny Etling's going to be terrible in the broad, right?
Well, you're picking the best. You're not picking the worst.
Oh, yeah. Something tells me that all of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Oh, God, here we go.
Mike White is going to jump through the roof of the broad. He's going to kill it, baby. Let's go, Mike White, sleeper. Short shuttle's Quinn.
Are we short shuttle now?
Yeah.
Quinn.
Three cone.
Chase Litton.
Have you ever seen any of Chase Litton?
No.
Yeah, me either. I've seen a couple throws. Oh, man, this is a tough one. I don't know. This might be Sammy Darnold's. This might be Sammy D.
Short shuttle? Is that what you're saying?
No, the three cone, baby. It's got him all over it. All right, we'll come back to the bench. Worst 40-yard dash.
Who? How tall is Luke Falk?
Like 6'3 or 6'4?
All right, I'm going to go.
I'm going Danny for the 40.
How tall is Danny Etling? Do you have any idea? Do you know off the top of your head?
Nah, like 6'4 probably. He's pretty big, dude.
All right, Danny Etling.
6'2. No, he's 6'2, 250.
Ah, shoot. See, I didn't want you to say God.
You got really mad about his height.
Danny Etling.
You're still going Danny Etling? All right, then I'm going to change mine.
If Danny Etling was 6'5, he'd be a shoe-in to be the worst 40-yard dash guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he's 6'2.
So you're going Danny Etling.
I'm going to stick with Danny Etling.
All right, well, then I'm going to change mine because I don't trust it. Man, Mason Rudolph's going to be slow.
See, I almost picked Rudolph, but...
What about Nick Szymanek?
Szymanek?
Szymanek. Szymanek sounds cool. I'm bad at it, man. What can I say? I'm going with Mason Rudolph.
Okay. All right.
We doing worst vert, worst broad?
No, okay. No. It's all just right. That's too many names.
All right, here we go. Best and worst benches. Best bench. Josh Allen just looks like a quarterback. All right, I'm picking best bench first.
Okay.
I'm picking JT. JT Barrett.
I was going to pick him, man.
You should go, oh, you already picked Baker for something, didn't you? I'll take Baker. You can take JT.
Okay. You yeah, we'll that? Do that.
All right. Because yeah. I didn't take Baker for anything. I want to make sure I'm pulling for him for something.
Little compromise.
All right. Well, who's your worst bencher then? All right. No, I know exactly who I'm picking.
Riley Ferguson.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. He's got some, he's a skin and bones type dude.
And long arms too.
Yeah, he does. Good call.
But he's got tats, so that's like he might be like low-key strong.
Yeah, like pretty hardcore. Yeah, like street strong. Luke Falk is my guy. I just think everything about Luke Falk looks weak to me.
It's a good one.
Yeah, he just looks weak. I don't know, it's hard to describe, just a weak. Weak. Man. I don't know. Just weak.
I'm gonna tell him that when we get there. Yeah. Quote, he just looks weak. Wait, who'd you say? Who was that?
Luke Falk.
Oh, Luke Falk. Yeah, I'm gonna go up to him in the interview process and be like, Luke, John Ledyard from NDT Scouting was quoted saying, you just quote look weak. Quote. Any comment to that?
There's been some speculation in the draft community that you actually suck at bench pressing and lifting in general. And you might be
frail.
Can you
give us the inside scoop? He tells us that he's been like working real hard at his bench. And you just hear me yell in the background, the bet's off.
Perfect. It's happening. Wide receiver. Are we ready? Are we prepared to move on?
No, but.
Okay. Quarterback right, with the most approved. Real quick. Quarterback with the most approved in your mind.
With the most approved, I guess Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Because I mean, like, if he's super athletic, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this guy's all of this as well. Then we all think so. I don't know. Like this whole process, I feel like every time you ask me this question, it's going to be Josh Allen because we already think so highly of him. And whenever he checks boxes of any kind during this whole process, then it's like, okay, well, there's another box for Josh Allen. Maybe it's not as crazy as he thought. Because a lot of these other guys, like nobody cares what Rosen runs. Nobody like Darnold might be able to scoot a little bit. Who cares? We already know that. We already see it on tape. Lamar Jackson's going to run really fast. Okay, we know that. So is Quentin Flowers.
What's Josh Baker Allen going to run?
Okay at it. I don't know.
4.6 flat.
That's the thing. I think he has the most to gain.
4.65. Over, under.
We got to decide this like week of. I need some time.
Okay. All right. You going to pray about it? All right, fine.
Yeah.
To me, it's going to be quarterback with the most proved, Baker Mayfield, because not so much in the throwing drills or the testing, although it's been rumored he'll run on the 4.9s. That would not be ideal for him, I think, because he is a scrambler type player, but it wouldn't surprise me either based on what I've seen on tape. I don't think he is fast. He's more quick than fast, but I think that for Baker, the interview process is going to be everything. Like, he's got to put to rest any concerns about his maturity level or anything like that for teams, because they're already stepping outside their box for a quarterback that's just barely over 6 foot, that has moments of unconventional play, although I think for the most part it comes from a spread offense. You know, they're stepping aside from some of that to take him. They got to know they're getting the personality they're getting. I don't have any concerns, but I don't know him personally, and I'm not going to coach him. So that's the part to me that he's got to show up for. Wide receiver, 40-yard dash. This is going to take some serious dedication on our part to be able to nail down the top guy in each of these areas. But 40-yard dash. I'm going to yell out some names I think will be good. You can take it or leave it, okay? I think DJ Shark's going to be fast. I think Kiki Kute is going to be fast from Texas Tech. I've never heard of Davin Grayson from East Carolina. Quadri Henderson's going to be fast. If Richie James is healthy, he'll probably be pretty fast. Christian Kirk, I don't think he's going to be that fast. Jordan Lasley is actually probably going to be pretty fast from UCLA. Byron Pringle might run pretty well. Yeah. Calvin Ridley's going to run well. What's James Washington going to run? Those are probably my top guys right there. The ones that I just named.
I'm going to go with Byron Pringle for the 40.
Byron Pringle. You know what? Pringle is a really good route runner. And if he runs a great 40, the best 40 here, he's going to put himself on the map, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be really impressive stuff. It's not going to be Pringle. Ray McLeod's pretty fast.
He is fast. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Quadri Henderson. Little pick guy.
Okay.
Am I slow 40? I don't even have to look at the other names. Alan Lazard.
I was going to say Alan Lazard. So.
Well, now I have to say somebody different. Just kidding. You don't have to, but.
I'll never.
It would be really cool if you did. Braxton Berrios. What about Dylan Cantrell? I don't even know who that is.
All right, just to be different than you, I'll go fart. No, I'm not going to be different than you. I want to win.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. If you're slower than Lazard out there, Lord help you. Vertical jumping. Who's got the top hops?
Christian Kirk.
Really?
Yep.
Is he that much of a springboard? You sound like you have some inside info on that.
About to find out, aren't we?
Are you going to tell us?
No.
Okay. Man, this is tough. Because I want to win now, but I don't think it's going to be Christian Kirk, so I got to find the man. Who's going to get it done? It's not Marcel Aitman, man. Some people are taking him, and I just don't see that. I'm going with Javon Wims.
Okay.
From Georgia. Can hop, jump out the gym.
No question.
Broad jump.
I was actually going to go with Wims for the broad.
Are you going to go with Wims for the broad?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
All right. Your loss. What?
Okay.
Broad. I'm going to go with. Who is going to fly through the air with the greatest of ease? Who's got great lower body explosiveness? Take off and just kill this event. I'm going to go with Ray Ray McLeod.
Not bad.
Pretty bad, but I don't have anything better. Short shuttle.
Braxton Berrios.
Oh, gosh. Come on. No freaking way. Are you serious? Did you mean that for the worst short shuttle? Because we're not picking that. You think Braxton Berrios?
No, actually, I'm going to go sleeper. I'm going to pick Antonio Callaway.
Okay. picking your Florida people, I see. Tony O'Callaway. I'm going to go with... I'm gonna go with Dante Pettis for this. No, okay, not really sure. Not bad. Why. Three cone is where I'm going.
Deshaun Hamilton.
Ooh, dang, that's a good one. I'm going with Byron Pringle.
Okay.
I was tempted to pick Calvin Ridley for that one. Bench press. Oh.
It's always tough because you want to pick the bigger wide receivers, right? But they also have the longer arms.
Right, right. Cortland Sutton. I'm going with Corey Robertson.
Do you know anything about him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a wide receiver from Southern Miss. You idiot. He's 6'2", 210. He looks pretty jacked.
All right, give me Auden Tate.
Oh, okay. I knew you were going to have to pick him for something.
Give me Auden Tate.
You could pick him for worst 40, you know.
He's not going to have the worst 40.
Sure. I'm just kidding. I don't think he will. I was just trying to get you worked up. What about worst bench? I know who I'm taking.
Worst bench? If you know who you're taking, you can say
it. All right, I'm taking Deontay Burnett.
God, I was gonna say Burnett. I should have gone first.
You were not gonna say
Richie James.
Oh, you know who might be good in the bench? James Washington might kill the bench.
Right, yeah, I thought about him, but I'm gonna go with Auden. And then my worst is Richie James.
Richie James, okay, that's a good one too.
I wanted to go with Burnett, but
wide receiver with the most to prove, who you got?
I mean, is it Antonio Callaway? Because a lot of people,
I think that's a good choice.
I mean, like, a lot of people really love his film, and if he comes up and he kills it, then all of a sudden Antonio Callaway's back on everybody's radar. And I know some people who have him as wide receiver one. Like, he's not wide receiver one, but like, he is that high to some people. And if he comes up and kills the combine, then all of a sudden his name gets a lot more in the conversation. Now we're talking about him a lot more. Now we might be up to par with where the NFL might think that he is. So just with a guy who is completely under the radar because he didn't even play football last year, I think he probably has the most game.
I would tend to agree with that assessment. I also think two other guys on AIM, and there's tons of them. The receiver group is a glut right now. We've got to have some people separate themselves, and I think
this is where that's going
to happen. But to me, James Washington, do you prove that you have high-end athleticism? We know the physical measurables aren't that great. Is he fast? Because I think he's got to be fast. If he runs in the 4.5s, how many teams are going to take a 5'10 guy, runs 4.5s over other guys, you know, in this class who admittedly, I mean, obviously isn't the most polished route runner at this point, you know, not that he doesn't have the skills to be, but all the combine events are important for him, I think. And EQ St. Brown too. Like, I mean, here's a guy with, you know, Ben Solak over at NDT Scouting has compared him stylistically, at least to AJ Green in some ways. Like they do have some similar movement patterns, and St. Brown has flashed like some really nice ability, but this year the quarterback play just fell off the map at Notre Dame, and his production wasn't great. And he comes out early for the draft, and I just want to see, can he establish himself? Can he put some distance between him and other guys in this class? Because I just have no feel for his draft stock right now. So he's another guy I'll have my eye on. You ready for this tight end group? Here we go. Prepare yourself accordingly. 40-yard dash for the tight ends.
Jalen Samuels.
Man, if Jalen Samuels is the fastest tight end here. Wait, hold up for a second. Why is Jalen Samuels working out with the tight ends?
Don't know, but I picked him. Now you can't. Those are the rules.
I mean, I could pick him, but I still don't know if I want to, although it's not a fast group of tight ends, so he may be the best. Have you seen Jalen Samuels? Because he is not what they call fast.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's going up against a bunch of 6'6 dudes.
You're right. I don't see a lot of fast tight ends in this group. I will give you that. But there is one, and his name is Jordan Akins, and he will run the fastest 40-yard dash.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the UCF kid.
Yeah, you forgot about him. Now you're going to suck it. Suck it. 40-yard dash, worst 40-yard dash. There's a couple to pick from now here.
I don't know.
Honestly, if you were going off just pure mobile, I would say Ian Thomas. because he looked so slow in Mobile. But then his tape, I thought it was better.
No,
so.
He's faster in his tape.
Yeah, he's faster in his tape. He's not going to be the slowest guy here.
I have not seen a moment of Marcus Baugh. I don't know
him
at all.
He's not fast.
No, I'm going to pick him.
Okay, that's actually a good choice. I'm going to pick Will Disley from Washington, who is Mike Mayock's number 5 tight end.
Yeah, I saw that.
He is just a pure blocker type. But he might not run the worst 40, but I just don't think he's fast.
Okay.
I almost picked Troy Fumagalli for that, to be honest. Vertical jump. Who got the hops?
Chris Herndon.
Okay. I'm going Dallas Goedert.
Ooh, okay.
That's right. The one thing I think he'll really do well. I don't think he'll run that great of a 40, but what's a good 40 for you if you're a Dallas Goedert guy? What are you like? What are you 40? Are you like? I'm impressed with that.
I mean, if he runs in the 4.6s,
okay,
at 260.
I mean, yeah,
yeah,
I would be good with that for sure.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I think he's going to be in the 4.7s. Broad jump. I still haven't picked Jalen Samuels, so.
Yeah, you might, that might be the pick. Are you picking Jalen Samuels?
Oh, yeah. No, not for broad, sorry. But I'm going to pick him at some point, yeah.
Okay.
Broad jump. Jordan Thomas, isn't he that big wide receiver from Mississippi State?
Oh, yeah.
He's here. David Wells isn't a great athlete, I don't think. Worst broad, man. This is tricky. Gasecki's gonna have the worst short shuttle.
No, we're not doing worst short shuttles. All right, for the broad, go complete sleeper. Go Hayden Hurst from South Carolina.
Wow. Okay. Totally.
For the broad.
All right. Hayden Hurst. I'm gonna go Ian Thomas for the broad.
That's not a bad pick too. I thought about Thomas there.
Hayden Hurst for the broad.
Okay, short shuttle?
Short shuttle. This is where I'm going, Jalen.
Yeah, that's a good one. I guess I'll go Ian Thomas then. I haven't picked him yet.
Right. Three cone. Man, we should just pick where. I'm telling you, if Gasecki doesn't have the worst three cone, you can fire me from this pod.
Jordan, I'm going to go Jordan Atkins for the three cone.
Good call. Come on, who's got this three cone? Is Chris Herndon going to be healthy?
great question, John. The kind of answers that you can only get on the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast Network.
I mean, you really can't get that answer here because I don't know.
You're damn right you can't.
Good assessment. Hayden Hurst, I'm going for the three code. Bench press. Watch Gasecki be the best bencher. I'm picking him for worst bencher just because I've been slandering this dude for a long time now. And it's got to come to an end at some point.
Best bencher?
Marcus Baugh is going to be the best bencher. Mike Gasecki is going to be the worst bencher. Who you got?
I'll go with Will Disley then for the best. And then the worst I will go with.
What about Ryan Izzo down there? He's a Florida guy.
It's Florida State. Why don't you calm down?
Listen, it's the same thing, right?
Oh, my God. God, I don't know who's gonna suck at it other than Gasecki.
No, probably a couple dudes.
I guess Herndon. I'll pick Herndon.
You already picked Herndon. Picked him.
Yeah,
for
but this for the worst.
Oh, for the worst. Okay.
I don't think he's that strong. So.
All right, fine. Way to
slam. No, Durham Smythe for the worst. There you go.
Durham Smythe for the worst.
Yeah.
What? Why do you think he'll be weak?
Is he way bigger than I'm thinking he is in my head?
I don't know. You saw him in Mobile. It's too late. It's down on paper.
It's fine.
I hope he gets the most so bad. Joe picked him. Joe Marino picked him to have the most.
Wow. All right, then.
It's in. Wow. It's entrenched. Okay. No, I don't think he'll have the most.
For some reason, I think he's small in my head. Maybe I'm
he's like
way wrong.
6'5", 260.
Oh, then I'm boned. Okay, never mind.
It's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be the worst for sure.
We're taking the L.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So tomorrow, what we move to defensive side of things? What do we have?
Did you not ask?
Oh yes, I didn't. You're right. Game? I'm sorry. My apologies. My gravest apologies, my friend. Tight end. who is the one that will stand out amongst all the others at tight end?
I hope it's Dallas Goedert. I hope.
But it ain't going to be.
I hope he shows overall athleticism that we really like. None of us picked Mark Andrews for anything.
I just wasn't really impressed with him this season. I think he's adequate in this tight end group. I mean, I think he's getting, but I have a hard time, and I haven't watched Hayden Hurst yet, which is probably, he's one of the only top guys I haven't watched yet, but I know everybody takes him usually at the top.
I'm really interested to see what Jordan Thomas from Mississippi State does in like the agility things, like the short shuttle and the three cone, because this is a guy who's like a 6'6", 6'7". I mean, he played wide receiver at the Shrine week, and he played wide receiver at Mississippi State. And so, like, this guy can obviously vertically stretch the field. His speed is fine. His frame is huge. He's got decent hands. I want to see how quick his feet is. So,
why not Jordan Akins? You know, I mean, I know he's 26 years old and he played for the Texas Rangers and everything, but like, this isn't an athletic tight end group. And I know he's going to go day three, but man, if you can lock in a day three spot, if you're Akins, I mean, you go from being potentially undrafted to a day three spot. And I think you offer something that not a lot of other tight ends in this class offer. I'm a fan there. If Chris Turnson's healthy, he would be another one on my radar that I would say has a ton to prove here. I mean, Tyler Conklin is a guy, if he can show he's a great athlete, he's on tape. I don't think he looks like a great athlete, but I've had some people fire back and say they think he's a much better athlete, and not just Central Michigan people, but also other draft people. So we're going to see what happens with Tyler Conklin. I don't think he's the worst athlete here. I just think he's pretty average in that regard. So if he can prove that he's high-end athlete, I love his hands. He is he's decently nuanced for a guy that played basketball for a lot of years, and he's a good blocker, especially out in space. So there's going to be a lot of usage for Tyler Conklin right away. And Durham Smythe, show the athleticism, man, because you didn't get hardly any targets as a receiver at Notre Dame. You know, show that you're a better athlete than what they asked you to do in that offense, because you know you're going to play right away because you can block. You can block for sure, but now show you're a great athlete. Guys like him and Ian Thomas, both of them can block, and they might have athletic upside that was untested in college. So those are the kind of guys I'm looking for, just because I haven't really been blown away by the top of the tight end group. There's a good depth in this group. I just don't think there's a lot of high-end talent. I don't think we're going to see one go in the first round. I think we're going to see a couple on day two and a lot on day three, and I think that's kind of going to be the way teams roll with this tight end group. So there you go. Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive line, all in 2 days. A lot to cover in two podcasts. Tomorrow, where do we go tomorrow? Defensive?
D-line, baby.
And linebackers?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be tricky because D-line and edges work out together. So we may have to pick one of each. You know what I mean?
Unless you want to do,
because then no defensive linemen are going to get picked for anything.
You know, yeah, I mean? You might be right. We might have to monitor it a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be fine. We can do that. We're talented like that on this podcast.
Hey, so I just saw this in the combine participants on NFL.com. They have updated their positional rankings to actually like include the term edge, right? Because, you know, 3-4 DNs,
right?
Or 3-4 outside linebackers, like whatever. So like they're incorporating into this new position that we've kind of been talking about over the last couple of years called edge. If you click on the edge tab, there's no players there.
I know.
They're all still either linebackers or D linemen.
They're making baby steps toward catching up with what we've been doing for years now.
Yeah.
Baby steps in the right direction. All you can ask for at this point. Tomorrow we will do defensive linemen and edge defenders and linebackers. Then Thursday we've got your secondary predictions. Friday, we take all your questions. We're going to try and gear them toward related to the combine if we can. Monday, we drop a mock draft hot and sizzling for you. Tuesday, Wednesday, we got some player interviews, and then we're going to have live content coming from the NFL Combine. Going to be a lot of fun. You keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.